Trump to sign executive order banning trans athletes from women's sports. By Warner Todd Houston on February 4, 2025. President Donald Trump is reportedly set to sign an executive order Wednesday that would ban transgender athletes from playing in girls' and women's sports in schools that accept federal funding. The president is expected to sign the order on Wednesday to coincide with National Girls and Women in Sports Day, according to The Hill. While the order's text has not been pre-released, a president does not have the authority to place an outright, nationwide ban on transgender athletes playing as females. However, the executive does control federal funding as it pertains to Title IX rules. So, it is likely the order will direct that Title IX rules be rewritten to exclude trans athletes from playing as females or risk a cutoff of federal funds. NCAA President Charlie Baker already signaled that if Title IX rules are changed, his college sports organization would quickly move to adhere to the letter of such changes. "We're a national governing body, and we follow federal law," Baker said before Congress in December. However, he also urged lawmakers to provide clarity on the issue. The move to alter Title IX rules is likely to spur lawsuits by extreme transgender rights organizations eager to force all schools to allow transgender athletes to choose whatever team and bathroom or changing facility they wish to use at any given time. On the hustings during the 2024 campaign for president, Trump promised to address the issue of transgender athletes if he were to win the White House and, at one point, said that the president could ban it, adding, "You just don't let it happen. Not a big deal." Polls show that Trump has strong support among voters. Recently, a poll found that 60% oppose the extreme, left-wing Democrat transgender agenda. Another found that 75% of parents oppose the harmful trans agenda in schools. Another discovered that a majority of 51% oppose medical procedures that result in the transgendering of children. Already, 27 states have moved to ban transgender athletes from playing as females in state-supported schools and sports leagues. Many are mired in court cases as radical transgender activists seek to stop the laws from going into effect. The struggle between supporters of transgenderism and those who want to protect women's spaces seems destined to end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.